AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump, who is in England for ceremonies marking the 75th anniversary of D-Day, has been visiting with American World War II veterans. Earlier this morning, he read from a prayer that President Roosevelt offered on June 6, 1944.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth, a World War II veteran herself, she was a truck mechanic, spoke directly to hundreds of D-Day veterans in the ceremony at Portsmouth, England, the city from which troops departed on June the 5th, landing in Normandy the next morning.
It is with humility and pleasure, on behalf of the entire country, indeed the whole free world, that I say to you all, thank you.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is there, too, this morning. The father of one of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School victims says he's glad to see some accountability. The Florida school resource officer who stood outside the school while a gunman killed 17 people is under arrest.
Former Broward County Deputy Sheriff Scott Peterson, who was on duty as the school resource officer during the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on Valentine's Day 2018, was arrested Tuesday. The 56-year-old Peterson is facing 11 criminal charges related to his inaction. If convicted on all charges, he could be sentenced to nearly 100 years in prison. 17 people were fatally shot. 17 others were wounded in the attack. The suspect, 20-year-old Nicholas Cruz, is facing first-degree murder charges. His trial is expected to start in early 2020. I'm Mike Rossia.
A battery-powered glider apparently lost power and crashed into a home in Connecticut, slightly injuring the pilot and scaring a mom and her two kids who were watching TV. This is AP Radio News. An American scientist has a warning about the future of Mount Everest.
Professor John Aull from Western Washington University and a team of fellow scientists spent weeks testing snow on Everest and its surrounding peaks.
The mountains are probably 20 degrees warmer. Everything is melting much more quickly. They're more polluted than they were before.
Aull says there was a lot of pollution buried deep in the snow. As for the glaciers,
they're disappearing very quickly,
which makes it harder for climbers. He blames the melting on global warming. Aull and his team were limited in their research, not reaching the tallest peak.
We ended up not going on Mount Everest at all because of the crowding.
Aull and his team had done similar research in the area in 2009. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police in Slidell, Louisiana say somebody called them to complain that the local Taco Bell had run out of both hard and soft taco shells. The cops say while that's a travesty, they can't do anything about it. One officer said, "We can't make this stuff up." Rita Foley, AP Radio News.